Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel filed a motion to dismiss in the Sandra Merritt case, the case in San Francisco, where the California Attorney General has filed 15 felony counts against her for her undercover investigation of Planned Parenthood. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, as you know, Matt, the California Attorney General, Becerra, filed these 15 counts, all felonies, against Sandra Merritt and also David DeLaden for these undercover investigative videos. Never before has this ever happened against a First Amendment media source or undercover investigation, but he did it. And what happened, we filed a motion to dismiss. The judge dismissed 14 of the 15 counts, saying that they were legally insufficient, and gave the Attorney General 10 days to refile those counts if he chose to do so. Well, we went back to the follow-up hearing on this, and lo and behold, it was after the 10-day period, and the Attorney General did not file the 14 counts again, meaning that now we're going back again to get these 14 counts permanently dismissed, because it is a requirement. If you have your complaint dismissed, and you've got a time frame in which to refile it, if you do not file it within that time frame, you're out of luck. It's over with. And the Attorney General for California was absolutely livid that their office had made such a horrible mistake.
I bet he said a big oops, huh?
You know, well, this is unbelievable. I mean,
and,
he has...
And his being so livid just kind of underscores the fact that, first of all, this is politically motivated. It's a political witch hunt, which is rife with conflicts of interest. As you mentioned, the Attorney General, Matt, has received a ton of money from Planned Parenthood. Mm-hmm. He is not in a position to be prosecuting this case or being anywhere near this case. And as the judge has already basically indicated, there's no criminality here. And so hopefully the judge will do what the judge is required to do here and dismiss the case, these 14 counts outright.
I mean, the whole thing is bogus to begin with. I mean, no other journalist has been, you know, given criminal charges for such a thing. Even animal rights, you know, journalists do things like this to unveil the truth, much less she's put in jail with a cash bond of $75,000. I mean, it's
just
absurd.
It's $75,000. It's not 10% of $75,000. It's not put up something that's equivalent. It's $75,000.
I mean, that's just unbelievable. Yeah.
She spent all day in jail until that $75,000 in cash was posted.
Yeah, so here we have, again, a Christian woman who is exercising her First Amendment right and literally being jailed because she is pro-life and because she has revealed the truth. She has shined the light on the actual crimes of Planned Parenthood.
Yeah, and so what you have here are these 15 counts. Counts 1 through 14 are supposedly for each individual that was filmed or videotaped. And count 15 is a generic one, conspiracy to commit the acts against these 14 people, conspiracy working, they allege, with David DeLaden. So counts 1 through 14 were dismissed, and the Attorney General had the opportunity to refile with a more specific statement to comply with the law. But when we returned back to San Francisco in the courtroom, we found out, as we had been watching the docket statement, that he had not filed it, and the judge checked the docket, and he had not filed it, and the California Attorney General was livid. This is malpractice. If this was going to be something of an individual doing this on behalf of your client where you didn't file timely, it's malpractice. There are, what, 4,500 people that are employed by this California Attorney General's office throughout the state? It's, what, an $800 million budget?
Right. You don't just forget to file a
case. This is a massive law firm. It's a massive law firm.
I love Harry Mehet, Liberty Counsel's Vice President of Legal Affairs and Chief Litigation. I love his comment that he made, and he's made a number on Facebook as well, which are hilarious. Harry is just a rock star, but he says, the Superior Court's docket in Sandra Merritt's case is indisputably missing a timely filed amended complaint. The Attorney General, California's top lawyer with a staff of 4,500 people and an annual budget in excess of $800 million, has no excuse for his inability to comply with clear and simple legal requirements in the high-profile political prosecution of his he has chosen, and we need to point out here again, chosen from a political standpoint, not a legal standpoint, to bring against Ms. Merritt. This bogus case must be dismissed.
Yeah, this is, it's very clear. It's been political from the very beginning. As you mentioned, and we've mentioned before, this Attorney General Becerra has been supported by Planned Parenthood through previous campaigns that he ran. And then when he became the Attorney General, Planned Parenthood was very excited about him. So this is political payback. This is the state's highest law enforcement officer. I mean, there's only 50 of these in the entire country, one for each state.
Mm-hmm.
That's the highest law enforcement of the state. Just like the Department of Justice, the Attorney General is the highest one of the entire law enforcers of the country. So he's the top law enforcement officer, the legal officer of the country. He chose to bring a politically motivated, bogus case against Sandra Merritt, and now this massive law firm can't even comply with the clear letter of the law. And it's not discretionary at this point for the judge. We have to go through the pro forma or the formality of filing this motion to dismiss to get it effectuated. But it is an automatic dismissal.
Mm-hmm.
When you miss that time frame, it's an automatic dismissal. The judge has to dismiss these counts 1 through 14. So we'll let you know what the result of the hearing is. We've filed the motion, and we should have a ruling sometime later this fall.
But guys, you know, I don't care how top this lawyer is. I don't care how many staff he has. I don't care how much money they have. That Sandra Merritt, as well as Liberty Counsel, we have God on our side.
Yeah.
And I believe
yeah.
this is his blessing. He doesn't want to see another baby killed from Planned Parenthood. And he wants to protect them, you know? So I believe this is his blessing in all
this. I agree.
Amen, Holly. I'm reminded of a couple verses. Psalm 55:9 says, confuse them, Lord, and mm-hmm. frustrate their plans.
Yes.
Talking about the wicked. Jeremiah 17:18. Let my persecutors be put to shame, but keep me from shame. Let them be terrified, but keep me from terror. Bring on them the day of disaster. Destroy them with double destruction. And in this context, of course, we don't mean physically destroy them, but certainly destroy their case,
right.
at least.
Yeah.
And you know, just like I think about Kim Davis, the same way Sandra Merritt is just a quiet, faithful Christian woman who doesn't want to see another baby killed and just doing what God has given her to do to reveal the truth behind what's going on with Planned Parenthood. So I'm just so excited to see what's going to happen in all of this.
That's exactly right. I mean, you know, in Isaiah 36:37, you have the king of Assyria coming against Hezekiah, the king of Judah, the southern kingdom. And he was 46-0 because he had conquered 46 nations or cities. None of them were able to stand up against him. And Hezekiah was not going to be able to stand up in his own power. The king even taunted him and said, I'm going to send several thousand horses if you can find enough men to put on them. Let's make a sport out of this.
Mm-hmm.
But Isaiah and the king set aside a time to pray and call upon the Lord. And now it's 46-1.
Yeah.
Because he did not conquer Judah. In fact, he returned back home and withdrew the conquest. What we have here is something I've never seen in 30 years of my litigation, where you have the state's highest law enforcement officer miss something as critical as this on a high visibility, profile, politically charged case. And it goes right back to what you're saying, Holly, that this, I believe, is a blessing of the Lord.
Right. And we have that to stand on, and we have his faithfulness to stand on. And you see how faithful Sandra is through all this, even going in jail for what she did. And she did nothing wrong. But thank you, God, that you are standing on our side.
Well, continue to pray for Sandra and her family. I mean, she is a mother. She is a grandmother. She is a soft-spoken woman. She just believes in standing up for the sanctity of innocent human lives and exposing the barbaric, brutal, inhumane, torturous actions of Planned Parenthood. That's all she did. And then she has been sued in Texas. We represented her there, got that dismissed. Sued in San Francisco by Planned Parenthood. We're still doing that case. And then sued by the California Attorney General. And now that case is beginning to crumble. Continue to pray for her. Pray for our Liberty Counsel legal team and support us financially as we continue to stand with Sandra and many others around the country. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. You can make an online contribution right there at the website. You can also learn more about us, and you can find our address and mail in information and contributions at lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community, lc.org.